Call the order, Eastern Counties Regional Library regular board meeting. It is 17:01 hours on November the 27th of 2025. Before you, you have the agenda. Are there any additions to the agenda I presented?
Should I mention I want to table the grants overview report? I'll just provide it at the next meeting.
You can mention that. We will now scrap 4B and make 4C now 4B. I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion.
And second.
So Ron and Claire.
Quote.
So we call it whatever.
Yeah.
I've been calling about more than that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, minutes from the meeting of October 16th, 2025. You all had an email to you. I had you have a paper copy in front of me. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Actually, if there are no errors or omissions.
So they're
Oh, missed one.
There needs to be just a little clarification, I think. Under election of officers, number 9. Motion made by Ron to nominate Ron for treasurer.
Motion made by.
I think what happened, if I recall, I think I might have nominated Wanda.
And then Wanda didn't want to do it.
But then Ron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm the closest one here. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I then instead made the motion to nominate you as the treasurer.
I think. I think you did now that you're saying that.
Okay.
So let's
get that.
Yeah.
It was Wayne.
Yeah.
So I forgot to nominate him for something.
Thank you, Wayne. That would be a silly error to have.
Yeah.
All right. Motion to approve the minutes with those amendments.
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That was easy. Okay, number 4, financial updates, income statement.
Yes.
Which is this big long thing.
Yeah. Did anyone have any questions or, questions about the income statement? We made one change, which you can see how you feel about it. We did a percentage calculation rather than a subtraction. The accounting clerk and I were playing around with that to see if that's more helpful. So, for example, if you go to total payroll expense, you can see that we're 50%. And this is to the end of September, which is great because that's 6 months.
Cold.
Hello, in favor.
Aye.
Great. That's overview skipped.
The financial report we had generated a couple years ago, it gives you an idea of where we're at in the two main areas, library collections, physical and digital, and payroll, employee benefits, expenditures. You know, any questions about that?
So we're halfway through the year and about halfway through spending.
Yeah, and we're a little bit, we're at 70% for collections, which is normal because we have to order them in advance and then the money becomes encumbered and committed to those books, but they show up later. So that's why it's 70 as opposed to 50.
Chair, do we need a motion to accept the financial update?
Not really. It's information.
Okay. No, I just noticed in our last minutes that we had a motion to accept the financial update.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's required. That was just how previous chair had to do it.
Yep.
I believe in brevity.
You mean shortness or?
Yes. Well, if he believes in shortness, he believes in me.
I am not going in front of the HR committee for this.
All right. So, anyway, financial report.
I don't see any issues with it. There's nothing glaring. Nope. Nothing that requires board action.
Good.
Okay. Business arising. There are two things on there.
Two. Right. Community well-being is tabled. Oh, you get a chance to do it,
yep.
Right? Okay.
I saw it today. It was just not quite the way I would have ordered it. It was way too nice.
So, the Wicogama agreement update is just that it's signed.
Okay. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Took care of that.
Yeah.
After the lawyers got their hands on it.
Yes.
So, why can't they have all their shelving, all their
stuff
in place?
I can't remember what's in the CEO report. It's coming together nicely. Amanda and Michelle are going Monday to start planning the loading in of the collection. So, shelving's all in place. And the ramp was just finished. It looks beautiful. Congratulations to the community members that did it. So it's really collection, computers, trained staff, open. No problem, eh? These ladies have been working really hard at St. Peter's, so.
Yeah.
so that's where that's at.
Okay. Human resources committee.
Nope, we got our 360 quote.
Oh, yeah.
So when we say business arising.
At the old agenda?
No. Take this one.
Business.
I am, because that's the one I printed out.
Okay. Does everyone have the correct up to date? You've got that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
In that case, we will go to L360 quote, which is insane.
Yeah, should this be in camera because it's a vendor quote? So we're
going to
discuss it?
Yeah. Go. Because it does not include windows. Is that correct?
Just clarification. Are we going to need a camera about it? Because the bylaws, I'd have to.
Maybe look up the bylaws.
Yeah. I gave you a copy. Do you have it somewhere
now? Yep, it's underneath.
Okay.
We're going to talk contract negotiations.
There is a
contract.
We'll go in. Yeah.
Yeah, for a contract, yeah.
In that case, there was our business arising.
Okay.
And move it.
Perfect.
For the camera session after everything else.
Great. Okay.
So that'll be 9.5.
Okay.
Now we'll go to HR committee.
Oh, sorry, Chair. So, business arising, just from the minutes, and maybe I missed it, but so a motion about doing the same page letter to the minister?
Yeah, we did do that. That went off.
That went off?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I will get you a copy of it, but it did go.
Yeah, okay.
We haven't heard back, but it went.
The NSFM library was brought up here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
Another funding is a decrease, no matter how you look at it.
Okay.
Can we go back to Human Resources Committee? We need somebody.
Oh, yes.
Allow me to read to you what the responsibilities are. Very intensive.
Yeah. I nominate Blaine.
Human Resources would be a standing member of 3 members appointed. Anyway, so we have 2 of this one. We just need 1 other person. Review and make recommendations to the board concerning policies regarding employee conditions of work, benefits, salaries, and COLAs. Basically, yeah, if something big needs to get changed, the Human Resources Committee would come to the board for approval. Provide performance management feedback to the chief librarian. Act as search committee for the hiring of a chief librarian. Who's the chief librarian?
That's outdated wording, but
yes,
technically,
outdated wording.
Yeah. Chief librarians aren't really.
Provide arbitration and employment disputes when complaints have been communicated through proper channels, which is not us. So if somebody in one of the libraries has a complaint, they can't complain to us. They need to go to the chief librarian.
Typically, complaints would be labor related and very specific and involve legal advice and so on, so it wouldn't actually be we would never get to a situation that required the board to arbitrate because we'd handle a referral break from the get-go. But
short story is
kind of outdated language.
Yeah, it's kind of outdated. Yeah. Unless you want a badge as chief.
Please no.
Basically, if there is a issue with an employee somewhere, it's really not our problem. That's operational, it's administrative. The HR committee would have to be consulted if there was a change in benefits. We want to, where do you get your benefits from? Blue Cross?
Sun Life.
Sun Life?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a benefits provider for years and years and years that has done as well. So.
But if they wanted to go somewhere else cheaper, that's where the HR committee comes in.
Yeah.
We're not the.
It would it, essentially.
We're not the personnel department.
It would be like you're trying to make sure we're following best practices of HR. We have up to date policies and practices, which we do, and you know that if we take action, we consult appropriately with a lawyer, which we do. So, it's all very like. Anyway, it's pretty straightforward, really.
So we just need one more member.
No, I just thought he went.
I did.
He's already on the committee.
He's already on.
Yeah, he's already on it.
So, who are the two members that are on there?
So, there's only three other people sitting here.
Yeah.
Do we have a volunteer?
Well, to be fair to Claude, he's the alternate, so he can't join. He can't join any committees, is my understanding, because you're filling in constantly for Catherine.
I know you're not.
I'm going to try to talk to her, see if she.
Yeah, what she's doing.
You're more of an alternate. You're more of a person.
I thought you were here forever.
Yeah.
The permanent alternate.
Susan,
so we have two choice of two people.
Susan, yes. Would you like to be?
There is no. There is sure? A fantastic pay raise involved.
if there's not a lot of work involved, with I'm kind of up to here now,
yeah.
But.
Yeah, it would
more
be
benefits.
Very rarely.
Very rarely?
Yeah, it would be basically like next budget year. Very
rarely?
What can we do for employees and so on?
Nothing.
Yeah. Already.
Already.
So I nominate Susan.
I already nominated you.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just see who blinks first.
Go ahead. No.
Close
well, there's another position coming up, so whoever grabs this, you know, may be off the hook.
Yeah. It's an appointment. It's not even an election, right?
It's not even an election.
Yeah, or it's like try it. If you don't like it, you can.
He said he would. Yeah.
Okay.
Then
so
you
blame.
Put
that
to the blame.
Okay.
So everybody agrees on Blaine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Thank you, Blaine.
All right.
Our first meeting is, well, mm-hmm. Who knows?
So who made the motion to nominate Blaine for the HR?
Yeah, right. You got me last time.
We have a second.
Thank you.
So I think Sue seconded it.
I did, yeah.
Thank you.
You can tell with it because her hand was waving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very happily.
Very happily.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Yes. Glad to do it.
That took way more time than it needs to.
we're slowing down here.
So
people.
Flat out with stuff.
Okay. CEO library funding discussion.
We've got the programming policy review. This is like an operational policy crossover. And this is an operational policy, the library programming policy. I just wanted the board to see it again, be familiar with it, this board, just because the community asks for things we can't really operationally sustain. So just so you're all knowledgeable about how we manage programming and partnerships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these requests we just cannot feasibly do. if they're looking for programs and events outside of library hours. We just don't have enough staffing to fill that off. So it's just information.
What sort of requests do you get then?
Well, it might be like to work on a holiday or to have an event at the library on a holiday, and every library in the province is closed on holidays, right? So it can just lead to inappropriate pressure of local yep. staff by community members, and we have so few staffing that, you know, it's like too much pressure on the individual
yep.
if they can't or don't wish to do this, and our personnel policy and our conditions of work give it off as a holiday. So like, this is what we do, this is what we can sustain, and anything else is just problematic and a lot of difficulty that can create staffing issues and public communication problems. You know, like, we don't want to disappoint the community. We understand they want more, but this is what we can reasonably do, and this is the policy we put out. So,
and this is also the lack of money we have.
Yeah, like, I mean, we just don't have endless staffing.
How is this affected
right?
by conflict?
They have their own, that's in the agreement, they have their own programming policy that will supersede ours. So they can figure out what they're doing there themselves. Okay?
So it won't cost us?
No, it's nothing to do with us. So it's all good there. Anyway, that came up previously, but I just wanted this board to be familiar with this. So I'm done with that point. Okay.
So, I'm assuming there's some dissatisfied people. So,
no, there's really just one community group that we shouldn't get into discussing
okay.
publicly. But it's just, this is what we can do okay. everywhere. This is what we
yep.
can manage.
Yep.
So, and when people come with requests, this is what I'm going to refer them to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clear, it's in writing, it's sustainable. We keep trying to do more, and it's just not feasible. And really, operationally, we have to be far more concerned with staff burnout than making everyone 100% happy
mm-hmm.
by doing everything they want, you know. That's unfortunate, but whatever, that's kind of where we're at. Okay, CEO report. Did everyone take read of the CEO report?
Are we speaking?
Maybe. We'll add to the entertainment value. Do you have any questions about it?
When do we expect the library in my home to open?
January, February. Probably January. Fingers crossed. Late January.
Yeah.
It depends on the weather in January, frankly. So, you know.
Yeah, as soon as possible, but that's a moving target.
Yeah, like, it just, there's some elements we don't control, but January is the plan.
But it is coming together.
Yeah, it'll be beautiful, actually. It's a really nice space.
Yeah, very nice space.
Yeah, and the building is extremely well cared for by the committee there, the community group that runs it. So,
we're going to have cupcakes and ribbon cutting.
I don't know, that's kind of the municipality of the County of Inverness's decision.
I'll talk to Bonnie.
Yeah, so.
Get Claude put in.
Yeah.
Bubble there too.
Yeah.
He's got swing down there.
Okay.
So I just, with interest, to see the responsibility for the furniture for the VIC is falls to the library.
Oh, yeah. Marshalling my internal constraints. The project was funded by, I did not understand it, so this is a good learning experience for me, but when Claire had me go to council to speak about the hub proposal, I unintentionally became the project lead for this. And the way that they determined to do the expenditure for the project was to have special project funds. And so as the lead of this project and the outside entity that is seeking to do this, we have to buy everything for the space out of that $20,000 project fund. We have to pay for it up front, and then we have to submit the financial information, like the invoice and the receipt, to get reimbursed by the municipality. I've never done this before. The auditor said we could do it, but we certainly can't do $20,000 at once. So the situation is I have one group of receipts and payments almost complete that they will then have to package up and submit to their finance department and get reimbursed on. So it's going to take me literally months to purchase everything for the location because of this financial back and forth that's required and the fact that we don't have money to put $20,000 into something. And I did recently, again, sort of request of local people, and it worked out. I shouldn't announce that publicly, so I won't, but it looks like I might have a donation for a piece of furnishings for the location, but it's not finalized, so next meeting. So yeah, that is a lesson for me. Normally, it's not how it typically works, is all I'll say, but whatever, we're working how they want to work, and fair enough. It just made for some challenges.
Seems very odd.
Yeah, it was different for me, and it confused all of us, frankly. So Michelle and Amanda were asking for explanations, and I had to sort of extrapolate from...
Mm-hmm.
But I will never go to council about a project and get voted the lead again.
Yeah. Well, especially it's a non-for-profit. I mean, how do you expect you guys to put $20,000?
Well, they don't, but they must be fine with it taking forever, so that's all I can do, right? But the problem is when the public goes, they're going to think...
It's only half done.
Yeah, or this is...
We can come back next month.
Yeah, but I mean, it's great that they put $20,000, so don't get me wrong. Like,
yeah,
you know,
no.
Yeah, it's just, it's a different way of doing it. It's a very slow process.
So the $20,000 is a grant.
No, I wish it was a grant.
Oh.
They have it in project funds. Yeah. I can seek for reimbursement and get paid back.
Right.
But, for example, if there's something we purchase that they don't agree with, they may not reimburse it, for example. So there's some risk to this because the initial conditions have morphed, right? And we don't have carpenters on staff, although we do have great people who are pretty darn handy. So we had to hire people to do work on the facility that normally would have been done by like Public Works or something, but I guess that wasn't possible. Anyway, there's bills there that weren't initially anticipated, so.
But the $20,000 is for furnishings for the library's
It's
service?
For all expenses related to the move. So we're paying for the movers for both the library and the VIC. We're paying for installation of the TV on the wall and some cork boards and some repairs. Paying for installation of the drop box out of this $20,000. And then after we get through the essentials, we'll see if there's money left for the nicer stuff that will make it welcoming.
So have they, just not to get hung up on it, but have they indicated or stipulated what their expectation is for furnishings for the VIC?
Well, we have been working with the VIC, and some of the things that the VIC had wouldn't go on the wall, so they have these plastic holders for all their brochures, and it's a concrete wall with steel girders, so like you couldn't drill this old plastic in there. So we have to buy spinny things for all these brochures. So yes, I've been working with the recreation director, so they won't be surprised by anything, and I'm running things by her, so it's unlikely to have difficulties or problems. It's just we're not set up to do this reimbursement thing.
Right.
So. Okay.
But,
yeah, I mean, I gotta work with however the municipality wants to do it. So.
No. All of our municipalities do almost the same thing.
Yeah.
An invoice will pay.
Yeah. So it is standard, and I did check it with our auditor because I had an accounting report. He's like, yeah, you just need a little bit of a paper trail on it, which I have. So. It's fine, it's just...
Are you going to have to pay people to put the chefs together, or...
No, you have volunteers. Yeah, you have volunteers, which was good. We also had more staff when we did Shetty Camp. We had another manager who was a project manager, Dana.
Two of them,
Dana and Carly. Everybody right here. Library funding discussion?
Which brings us to library funding discussion.
Okay. So I did do up a little discussion tool document, and I did get a sample letter that was on Facebook. This would be the funding advocacy campaign.
Pick the name of this one.
There's the Picto and English letter, but there's also to guide the discussion. Okay. So the first...
This one?
So at the top, there's a couple of complexities with the news that we got from the province, and we should start with that. We basically got information from the province that status quo funding is our best case scenario, currently with the whole economic picture. But what was not clarified is the $46,200 that we have as a one-time grant that we've had for a couple of years, is that considered part of the status quo? Because if it is not, we would actually be getting a $46,000 cut. So we don't know that, okay? But we know we're not getting an increase, we're not getting a funding formula currently. I mean, we don't have to take that now, but you know, that's the heads up that we've gotten. And so if we were to have to find $46,000, we obviously have a significant problem. If we were to get status quo funding, we still have a significant problem. And specifically what's at risk are our services. So digital services, Hoopla and PressReader are extremely popular. Those are downloadable, streamable services. PressReader gets you the paper every day. Hoopla gets you books, comics, movies, TV. Very, very popular. Some people come and even join just so they can get Hoopla. So that's at risk. Physical collections. Our collection budget actually is at the lowest it's ever been historically.
Yeah.
And Amanda is managing that brilliantly, but that is a huge problem. And
we've paused suggestions for purchase, which is not a popular decision, but it has to happen.
So yes. Yeah, so you know that's a really big problem. IT. This is an issue, but it is not as urgent. We would have to pause like new computers and technology for branches, but at the same time, and maybe cut a few computers. If worst case scenario, like some places that would have three would go down to two if we had a problem. And then there are concerns and considerations about any kind of double staffing that we could do with that. So obviously, this wouldn't be like significant layoffs, but there may be some in relation to this. We can't rule that out. So those are the risks. Other library organizations have started their public advocacy campaign. And so, we should follow suit. And so these are the elements that they've had in their campaign and that we, Michelle and I, would generate. With, you know, Amanda taking a good look at them as well. And the first thing is, you know, a letter to our municipal partner saying, okay, here's the news, here's the situation, here's what's at risk. And the question for the board is, you know, obviously I've gone to all the municipal units, we've talked about funding, so this would be communication following up on that saying, okay, we got this news. Here's what's at risk in 26-27. We're going to do everything we can with our... that's a very good sound. we're going to do everything we can internally with our financial resources to mitigate the situation, our savings, French funding. You know, we have a lot of unknowns on the building, but we're going to do everything we can, but we need to advise you of this, and we want to ask you to do... What do we want you guys to write another letter to MLAs or to the province? It may be a bit early to ask municipal units for funding because we don't really know what the information is. But the problem is,
but it's not too early because we're going to be starting working on our goals.
Yeah, and so this is the difficulty. Like, we won't know what the province will actually do until April, and that'll be too late for all your budgets. So this is over to you guys in terms of what should we tell municipal units about this situation? What, if anything, at this point should we ask?
I think a factual information sheet, basically, for lack of a better word, for the municipal units would be handy, especially when it comes to thinking about budgets. Now, at the last mayor and wardens meeting, which somebody wasn't at, I did tell everybody personally that this might be coming, that it was level funded, and you know as well as I do, if it's level, that means it's a decrease because of rising costs.
Or it might be a heck of a decrease.
Well, I was trying to be nice. so it shouldn't come as a surprise, but I think a few factual things like, yeah, you might have to reduce the amount of computers, you might have to reduce the amount of new collections, you might have to reduce this while trying to maintain service at a level which you've come to expect, come to love. Something short, something sweet, but something poignant. And if they, because I think in my municipal, my council would want to get a hold of the MLA or the minister, whichever, the minister du jour of whoever's in charge of libraries this week.
Dave Ritchie. Yeah.
They switch ministers more than
who?
The buses.
Minister,
yeah.
Dave Ritchie.
I didn't meet with the justice minister. I didn't even know who it was until we got there.
Okay, so a fact sheet.
But I think like a fact sheet, you know, this is what, and to keep it, the council's to keep in mind that comes to the budget. You know, if we have to cough up another $2,000-$3,000, well, then we have to figure out where it comes from, and the more warning, the better.
Okay, so in that fact sheet, we could have like the economic elements, cost of living has gone up this, and you know, but we should have some. What I thought would be most attractive to municipal units is whatever you can contribute towards collection. And so we can create a little, this much money equals this much books kind of infographic, because books, you know, new books, 35?
Minimum.
But an average, let's say $35, and you've got to process it a bit too. So like, you know, if you've got $2,000, it doesn't really amount to that many new books. But that would be a sort of
start.
It would be a helpful contribution for municipal units that would have a direct benefit. As long, and you know, we also need to let the public know about the situation as well. So, okay, fact sheet and letter to accompany fact sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we should include an ask. We say we're going to do everything, but we need to actually alert you to this and ask that you consider the following for your budgeting process.
And then we get Sarah McLaughlin to sing.
Okay. And the Pictomatic Ganesh letter is just an example of the type of letter that's gone out to community
and that
groups.
Was much better.
Yeah, they had a very strong letter as well. That one was being shared around by community groups. So we could have a letter for municipal units. We could have a letter for community groups that we interact with that would be asking them strictly to talk to their MLA, share their library story, let their MLA know that libraries are important to them.
And I know the media listens to our meetings, so they'll pick up on that.
Well, yeah. So
we haven't too much.
We already sent a letter to.
We did.
To whom?
We sent a letter to the minister. The same, and we sent. I'll have to go through it. But we sent it the same page letter to the minister.
Did we send it to the MLAs? Are they copying on it?
No, because it wasn't really relevant to that. We need probably. Oh, you're right. We need a letter to the minister, too. We haven't done a, hey, we have problems with, and we need to start letting our communities and our municipal units know. So we need a letter to the minister. Blaine is right. Which would be copied to MLAs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Letter to the minister, copied to MLAs, about our financial situation and our advocacy campaign. So it's like kind of like, you know, we understand you have difficulties. We've heard the following from government. We're going to start letting our communities and our municipal units know to try and help with this situation.
So did you used to give books to Guysborough Adult Learning Association?
We never gave books to Guysborough Adult Learning Association. Mm-hmm. We have given books to the Upper Big Tractedy Seniors Club for their little free libraries, and these were older materials that we didn't need anymore. And in fact, we're supposed to try and find some more for them. So they would put them out in their free libraries. Okay, so letter to minister, copy to MLAs, letter to municipal units, fact sheet, and a request for whatever funding could be found in their operational budgets. Maybe a letter to community partners. There aren't that many that would just advise them to ask them to talk to their MLAs. Posters and branches about this situation. Do we want to highlight this for the public?
So in this letter from PICTO, National Library, it says, attaches a notice to the public.
Yeah, they have quite a campaign. They have a poster.
So is that a one-page notice? Or?
I think it's just like their Let's Talk Libraries poster.
And yeah, I'm just trying to see if these, like, according to the letter, yeah, there was something attached. I'm trying to see if I can find it. The letter that had been posted on Facebook seems to have been taken down now.
Yeah, this was just what we got off Facebook. We didn't receive it directly from them. But what I know they have is they have a poster in their branches advertising the situation and saying changes are coming. Talk to your
own way. So just with this conversation, I was just curious, what is it that they have posted?
Don't know. It's
they,
just
they've been posting on Facebook at least twice a day. And I noticed in one of the pictures they have a manager and I think even a board member on site to talk to.
Yeah, it seems they had 3 days where they had their board members and senior staff available to the public to answer questions and to get word out about this. So they had drop-in sessions at all of their locations this week.
Yeah, they had quite a, it's just a poster that says Let's Talk Libraries.
Yeah.
And
I guess when I was $21 per resident for a library, there's quite a bit of information.
Yeah, they did a lot of financial calculations that I'm not sure would be applicable to us.
Yeah.
So I guess I was thinking about this. The chair mentioned about an informatic.
Right.
So I'm just curious, I wonder if this notice to the public, was that kind of the same sort of document?
No, it was more of a clean poster advertising their events at the locations to come in and chat with people.
Oh, I see.
It's my understanding. But they're doing regular social media posts about this with various facts. So if we do the fact sheet, we can take those and make them into social media posts.
Yeah, so I'll just show you a very quick example. This is kind of the basis of their social media campaign. Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. But they're using Let's Talk Libraries to start the conversation, and that really seems to be the goal with this initial campaign.
Okay, so it'd be something very simple like that, right?
Yeah.
So you're not surprising the public with the situation.
And so we'll develop something similar, obviously, with our brand.
Put
our
in front of that changes are coming, put scary changes are coming.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm all for Annapolis and Victor and Mish to be the bad guys while we just talk, like, sense and, you know, can you help us? Because, I mean, their Facebook post says, without sustainable funding from the province of Nova Scotia, the board will have to cut open hours, services, and programs to learn more.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, that's kind of to the point where I think an approach more like, hey guys, you know, we're all in this together, can you help us out? Might work better with with the public.
We're in a slightly different financial situation because
we don't have any.
Well, they have a lot more to cut, but it's also they're structured differently. So it's like, I think, we have to sort of run some budget scenarios and see where are the pain points in January. But we know collection is going to be an issue. We know IT is going to be an issue. And digital services will be a really upsetting issue for a lot of people. So, you know, and also we should put the community well-being in there too. Sorry. Because if we don't get more money for that, that's going to be at risk as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's some programming and so on. I just don't want to needlessly panic staff. Like, it's not that bad yet. But the other problem is if they don't put in a funding formula, then this is going to be a year after year situation, right? So,
not to be cynical, but, you know, this could very much be a ploy on the part of the government for regional library boards to do what we're talking about and what PICTO and Annapolis, in terms of reaching out to the municipal governments, asking for, you know, the necessary dire situation. And if we're going to continue, we need more than what the mandated municipal contribution is basically what we're saying. What can you give us above that? And then if municipalities respond to that, That takes the pressure off of the provincial government.
You mean another unfunded mandate by the province? That would never happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually part of the reason why PICTA's coming out, and I don't speak for them at all, but they've for years overfunded. So they for years paid more than their mandated contribution, which is why they had a good service to begin with. But they've now reached, I think, a point where they can't fill the gaps. Yeah. And they may be sick of, you know, doing that, right? So, like, this is why we need to be clear about our requests, like, the collection, this is what your residents are going to access. And yes, you know, you should talk to your MLA, you should prioritize it. But the government is aware of this issue and knows that this is potentially, they may be testing the waters of how much people care and how much municipal units care. So certainly a letter to the minister, copy to MLA, is copy to municipal units too, actually would make sense, right? So.
Chris Shore is the chair of the library funding committee?
He was the co-chair. And he's the deputy, sorry, I don't have his exact title, but he's high up in the department.
Yeah. Okay, no, I was in the minister says committee chair presented with the unfortunate news of the government is in a difficult economic situation. Who would know that?
Well, this is.
I guess what I mean is, yeah, they're spending lots of money.
Yeah.
And they're spending lots of money everywhere. And you know, one thing that just shocks me, not shocks me, but it's kind of unbelievable. Like the road work that's going on up in Heatherton and for the divided highway, and to see how much money, I mean, it costs money to do it, but the equipment that's up there is just unbelievable. I don't know where the hell, they must be bringing in equipment from.
Right, yeah.
Other provinces and everything, and they're spending so much money. But so in terms of the budget, the next budget will be the provincial budget, which will be
April 26, 27.
Yeah.
And the problem is they don't necessarily inform us of what we're getting. So, and this one-time funding, because they've used this Band-Aid approach for several years, the $46,200 is unstable. So we're going to have to look at draft budgets quite early to start seeing how we're going to make this work, right? And I mean, there's certainly ways, but part of what's hanging over our head is the building work. So, and how much that might cost us for our reserves. Anyway, I guess what I need from the board is you want to do an advocacy campaign, yes, no, and any other ideas. Jim and I were talking about drafting some stuff next week, and we can send it out to people by email for input and approvals to proceed. But it's just a commitment. Do you want to do a public advocacy campaign? Do you want to start messaging this to municipal units, the province, and the communities?
Personally, I would say yes.
Yeah. The province is the one with the money.
I don't want the libraries to die in the vine.
Yeah.
Okay, so motion to that effect, or is that required?
Staff direction.
Okay, staff direction. Excellent. That's it for me on that one.
And no motion required?
Staff direction.
No motion.
Okay.
Now, who does not have a position?
No, we're... Oh, yes.
Yes.
No.
Wait, who's not here?
Well, we still don't have a member from Richmond County. So
when they get here, just tell them to the vice chair.
Yeah, well, they're going to be brand new, so that's hardly fair.
So are we still down on a provincial appointee?
Yes,
we are.
We're supposed to have, we have Wanda, and we're supposed to have a second person.
Yes, and we're... December 10th at Richmond County will be reappointing someone for the position.
Okay, they're not going to send Clara back.
Not in Richmond County.
No? Okay. So have we been any other Have we had any correspondence with the province about that second appointment?
There's absolutely no point because the department contacts we have nothing to do with the ABC board appointment system, and they can't get information about it either. It goes however fast it goes, mysteriously.
Which is not very fast.
No. And many, many boards are without provincial appointees, so it's a completely unsuccessful, inefficient system.
Yep. I'm still waiting to hear from when I applied in 2013.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, look what I had to go through to get here.
Yeah.
You went the long road.
Yeah, he did. So, are we doing the election of vice chair, or are we tabling it? What are we doing, folks? Because it won't be till January, right? As long as nothing happens to Jim, we're okay.
Personally, I think we can survive until we have an almost full board.
Yeah. Okay. So that's great. If we'll not, table it.
Susan gets it.
If not.
I second.
Okay, good enough.
In capital. Yeah.
You're on, Susan.
Yeah.
You only get along.
You get a sash.
You'll only go if he's
only
not here.
Sash. Oh my God.
He loves it here.
Question about the agenda. Do we need that point about library reports? Because nobody ever really, you know what I mean? It's like operational. Okay, so we should take that off the regular agenda.
So just around that. No, I've just.
You keep it up, you're going to be vice chair.
No, I like that idea.
Yeah.
The one thing I just.
Oh, yeah, it's the annual report.
It caught my eye about the Marguerite Area Development Association.
Yes.
So my read of that is that's a volunteer run library.
Yeah. No, not at all. Okay. It's a volunteer-run building where the library is housed. So we were thanking them for running the building.
Okay, that's okay. So it's the Marguerite Development Group that owns
the building. They own it.
We have staff. We have our library
We have a location in their building, and they do things for us as part of their landlord duties.
Sure.
And we're appreciative of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we have the staff.
We have the staff, and we have the library location.
Good. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. We did feature the Sherbrooke Public Library, though, on its accessibility improvements.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, it is actually.
I would entertain a motion to go in camera so we can.
And Wi-Fi improvements too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sherbrooke.
Yeah.
Ron moved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody second?
Second.
Okay, green camera. Okay, we're out of camera. Motion of Mayor Chisholm. It's 18:02. And moved by Mayor Chisholm and seconded by Councillor. What is your last name?
McCory.
Yeah.
Well,
he must be. Are you ready to the Yemeni? Or reach after him?
Okay, let's not get distracted here.
second by Councilor McCourt, we have accepted the bid from L360 as explained by the CEO. And that being the end of our agenda.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned.
Excellent. Let